Robert, ROBERT, Slaughter, SLAUGHTR. Born 1/28/54. Let's see, this is a 70-year-old gentleman. Used to be a merchant, marine officer, still smokes, doesn't drink alcohol, suffers from obesity, O2 dependency, CHF, right-sided sleep, right-sided heart failure, pedal edema, JVD, ADL dependency, shortness of breath, pedal edema, sleep apnea, period. A paragraph. Patient complains of being depressed because his life has changed tremendously. He's not able to do what he used to do in the past, period. Medication, see list, allergy, no known drug allergy. Family history, dad died of cancer, stage 4 lung cancer. Mom died of COPD. And had some kind of cancer. She was a nurse at MD Anderson for 30 years. COVID immunization, up to date. Sorry. Patient is complaining of shortness of breath with activity, shortness of breath at rest. He has, again, pedal edema, difficulty moving. He sits on the couch every day. He says he likes to go out and smoke, but he just doesn't have the strength any longer. He's not able to get to his doctor's office, period. And has asked, and the folks at the group home have asked for him to be evaluated for end of life and palliative care, period. The paragraph, his blood sugar is not checked for some time. He checks Jardiance for. He has ascites in his abdomen. Because of that, it's also causing him to be more short of breath and difficulty with ambulation. He also has Eliquis that he takes because of atrial fibrillation. They tried to, they did an EP study and they stopped his heart. He says they tried to change the rhythm but have not been successful. Let's see, blood pressure 133/76, pulse 88, respiration 18, O2 side on 2 liters is 95%, on room air is 87. Patient's heart, positive, home positive, still with ectopic lungs, bronchi, and rouse. Abdomen, obese, large, positive ascites, enlarged liver. 4 finger breath under the rib margin on the right side. Neurological movement of 4 extremities, O2 in place. Skin shows no rash. Varum mucosa with ambulation. Patient does have JVD 2 plus, and patient does have 1 plus pedal edema bilaterally. Assessment, here we have an obese 70-year-old gentleman, O2 dependent, with core pulmonale, congestive heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, sleep apnea, COPD, tobacco abuse, ADL dependency, his incontinence, severe weakness, difficulty with speech, addressed and with activity, pedal edema, consistent with pulmonary hypertension and right-sided heart failure, period. Nipirica, based because of his patient's weakness, he also has diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, and pain. Because of his weakness, his ascites, and his overall demise, he's no longer able to get to the doctor's office. He wants to be cared for at home till the day he dies, he states, period. And paragraph, given the natural progression of his congestive heart failure, he most likely has less than 6 months to live, period. And paragraph, patient will continue with O2, will also require NEB treatment on a regular basis. He wants to get back on his Trelegy. He says that helped him tremendously in the past. I explained to him that may have helped him in the past, but his lung condition, his heart condition is a lot worse and doesn't mean it's going to help him this time. Period. New paragraph, he's had an EP study because of his atrial fibrillation to hopefully change the rhythm to normal sinus, but has not been successful. He continues with Eliquis at this time. His blood sugars are not known. He'll continue with Jardiance. But the nurse will also check his blood sugars on a regular basis, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor for this gentleman. He also has terrible teeth. His appetite is not related to his bad teeth, but the fact that he's doing so poorly and is expected to do poorly given the given his advanced congestive heart failure and COPD, period. He does take Zoloft for his depression, which is working somewhat. He does have a sleep apnea, but he never used a CPAP, he says, and I wish he has, but now he's O2 dependent, I suspect because of his pulmonary hypertension, and has severe shortness of breath because of it. Thank you.